today, the news of the conclusion of a long-fought battle, of a David and Goliath confrontation, of a Lone Ranger who took on the system, of a woman from Stroud in Gloucestershire who spent a year fighting a parking ticket and won. As the Stroud News and Journal reported in October...
Nightmare on George Street. Smart car owner's parking ticket horror.
The article continues.
A smart car owner who drove into Stroud to buy sweets for trick-or-treaters enjoying Halloween was ticketed by a traffic warden earlier today after parking her vehicle at a right angle to the curb.
Just about all articles which have been written about this story highlight the fact that smart cars are well known for their ability to fit sideways in small parking spaces, because they're so small. And now, thanks to a tribunal, an overzealous parking warden has finally had their comeuppance, as the ticket for this particular car owner has been overturned. But hang on. Smart cars parked sideways, perpendicular to the curb, well, they don't really fit, do they? If I click my fingers, I emerge on a busy city centre road. And here in front of me is some on-street parking. Now, the mechanism behind it is surprisingly simple. Here are some white lines. They are painted on the road, and they show people where to put their cars. Here are some parked cars. Now, these ones here are parallel to the curb. They are within the white lines, and that's because they're around 6 feet wide. You'll never guess what happens when a smart car goes in a space just like this one, head on. With a length of 9 feet, it just doesn't fit. If you're lucky this Christmas, perhaps you'll receive a document which is called
The Code of Practice on Civil Parking and Traffic Enforcement.
It says that to be in breach of parking rules, you need
at least one wheel to be wholly outside the markings of the bay.
Smart car owners say,
but look, my wheel is just about on the line, not over it.
Well, yes, but what about the big fat end of your car which is sticking out in the road? It's over the line. It just doesn't fit. So, are smart car perpendicular parkers a menace to civilised society? Or is this latest ruling that there's no problem with sideways parking a victory for common sense?